stick.
Another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. Pizza Box Mike here, and you are tuned in to Devil Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 WTTN AM. What a week, man. I'm going to call this edition the FUGOP edition. I mean, like, nationwide. I don't even know where to start, but I will say that.
I get it. The fog up. The fog up edition. FUGOP?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's wrong. I got the letters. Yeah,
don't even make me train. No.
My bad.
I've done pretty well so far. Hey, by the way, this first half hour is sponsored by Jeff's Guitar Clinic. My good friend Jeff, who is so mellow and easy to get along with, he's willing to give lessons to all ages. And he also sells guitars, and I think he even builds them. So, you know, stop in if you feel like taking a drive in Fort Atkinson, but, you know, look him up, jeffsguitar.com. And here we go. How you feeling, man? You don't look so green today.
No, doing good, 100%, feeling great. But like I said, it was, hey, at least I knew my immune system was working. You know, the shot worked, so there you go.
Yeah, you didn't look any different than Crudy. Did you see him? Oh, yeah, after his second shot. Everybody should have got the Janssen, man. I mean, one shot. I don't know anybody. Well, we do know that, you know, there were some people that were affected. We don't know if it caused their death or not, but one shot, that's all, man. That's, you know, I'm telling you, that's like Giannis lately, too. The Bucks are looking good again, right?
Yeah, we hope they can. You know, it's been a long time, 1971 Pizza Box. So, you know, another
title. The year
title?
That I got Lou Alcindor's autograph. And
oh, really?
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
That's crazy, ain't it? Had the whole team.
How did you? Wait a minute. Yeah. How did you get?
They
you
played at the Coliseum.
Okay.
It was my brother Tom's birthday, who's going to be in town tomorrow, and I haven't seen him for a long time. And he's bringing his family, so that's cool. And anyway, my dad, you know, there was a teacher that he was friends with, and he had a friend that was like one of the Bucks trainers, you know. And so he was able to, you know, take the program and go into the locker room and get it all signed. And we had the 76ers, too, you know, back when they had Wally Jones and Billy Cunningham. And it was... You know, I don't know what, you know, again, something happened to that old program we had up in the attic. I, you know, it's a shame because to have that autograph.
Yeah, right? Oh, man. Hey, do you recall this? Because you're down in Stoughton, right?
Yeah.
So do you?
Don't tell anybody, though.
No, well, okay.
Okay, cool.
I mean.
Because I'm hiding.
But a couple of years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, roughly, somewhere, maybe 3 years ago now, but Giannis Antetokounmpo in Stoughton at a car dealership signing autographs was the craziest thing I ever saw.
Right.
People were lined up all day long, and it was just bonkers. And I love this about it. If you recall, because the people that, you know, set it up in the car dealership communicated this right away. They're like, don't bring any of your own stuff. It's going to be all pre-signed pictures that he has, you know, right here. That's what everybody gets. So don't bring in balls. Don't bring in jerseys. Right. Don't bring in all this stuff. He can't talk to you. Just kind of get your thing and move on through. Say a quick hello, and that's it. Well, he blew all that off.
Right.
He's signing everybody's stuff.
I would have come in on crutches.
He's talking to kids. He's like, he's being Giannis, man. He's being the awesome dude that he is.
I like the Bucks team. I really do. And the ownership seems to be pretty cool too. And you know, they're kind of deep, man. This is going to be pretty cool. I think we're gonna take the 2 seed. You're not gonna catch Philly, but the games I saw against them, I guess if. Their guy wants to be the MVP. So far, that hasn't worked out for Giannis. So go ahead. Give it to somebody else when Giannis has clearly improved by, like, just over the last month and a half or whatever. He's, like, hitting free throws. He couldn't hit a free throw. It was like he was trying too hard. He's so gifted that now he's doing fallaways, and he's, you know, he hits 3 or 4 threes in a row every now and then. And they just, you know, I'm excited about that. And but you know, the GOP, man, I don't know where to, you know, we know what's going on, right? It's Trump's party. I mean, everybody's saying it, right? I mean, they can't run from it. They're gonna they're going to can Liz Cheney and the, you know, power structure who, you know, voted with Trump like 93% of the time versus the psycho that was going to go Stefanik, you know. And they're doing this because of Trump, okay? And everybody knows it. And nobody more than the governor down in Florida, which I call him Clan DeSantis, because seriously, man, when I look at him, I see the robe, I see the hood. He's like, you know, and he's proud to be like the Grand Dragon. He's really bad. And Florida, you know, he signs the bill to make voting more restrictive to people that weren't going to be voting for him. And it's happening all over the country. I mean, you had a guest on that took, one of the subjects that came up this week for me that, and that's about, stopping transgender youth from participating in sports. And it's like, wait a minute, the dude that used to be Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, who is running in a recall against the governor in California. And you see the irony? And on top of that, Caitlyn has gone to golf outings with other women and golfed with them. So this is just hypocrisy that, like, I've never seen. And, you know, I thought about it. I was like, well, what do I know about this, right? Well, hey, why don't we ask the students and the athletes what they think? And the only people that seem to be complaining about it that I've read are people that are already privileged, crying about their kid not getting a scholarship, perhaps, because they, you know, someone transgender might be better than them. And I'm just, you know.
I got a wake-up call for a number of parents. Most of your kids aren't playing activities past high school, sports past high school. So it's like the fact that you think they're preventing your child from becoming a professional athlete or whatever is just kind of ridiculous. And secondly, like, you don't think it's hard enough being a transgender kid? Like, give me a break.
Well,
I will tell you,
we have legislators that were trying to do transgender bathrooms, you know, just trying to marginalize people.
Pizza
and,
box.
And it was really ironic that one of the people that, you know, wrote the bill and advanced it, their name was Jesse. And I'm like, that is just not. I teased him. I was like, hey, which bathroom will you use then?
That article, though, Pizza Box, in all seriousness, in our lives, great article. I mean, it's a long read, but it covers so much of the story and really lays out all the information and the timeline. It's a great read at Our Lives magazine, so check it out.
Well, I can't talk on Facebook, so I have plenty of time to read. I got like, I don't know, I think it's a week from Sunday. And by the way, tomorrow is Mother's Day, and let's support, we already heard that commercial for Kopke's Greenhouse, which is where I'm going to be heading later today. And he said, you know, about 2 weeks ago or whatever, that they were selling baskets like crazy. So I may not get the best ones, but I'll find the best one that's available. Nothing but the best for mom, get some flowers, but. So anyway, yeah, Clan DeSantis is lining himself up to be the GOP nominee if Trump isn't. I'm pretty sure that's what we're looking at. And we're watching all the other people get in line because they want, you know, cabinet positions, and they want to be appointed to the head of committees. And we got a lot of that going on, man. Wisconsin was pretty bad this week. Did you say we have a caller?
We do have Wisco Paul. He wants to talk about the Biden agenda, so I don't know if you want to jump to that or you want to finish on anything else.
Hey, smorgasbord, fastest hour in radio. Wisco Paul, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Michael. I appreciate it. As always, thanks for 2011. I will always appreciate that, and you do walk the talk, and yes, it's the fastest hour in radio, so you better get on board quick or it'll be over.
Hey, start thanking me for 2021. I already started. I was at the Capitol this week, and I watched Voces de la Frontera express themselves. By the way, anybody listening, this is what I talk about. When you see an organization that's holding an event, just because you're not part of the organization, feel free to bring your organization and stand with them. So they'll be back at the Capitol on May 27th in mid-morning time. I got loosened up, Paul, but go ahead. Tell me what's up.
Thanks for the heads up on that. I We need more people like you to get down to the Capitol and let the views be known to the GOP. Hey, I'd like to talk about President Biden for a minute, if we could here, Michael. He's exceeded my expectations and what he wants to get done. He's not going to get any help from the GOP. So I would just like your opinion. Do you think he's going to be able to get anything done? Because he's fighting two Democratic senators at all. And I think infrastructure, a fight for 15. I mean, I can go on and on. But I don't know about you, but he's exceeded what I ever thought he was going to try to do. I mean, and I'm a Bernie guy. So anyway, Pizza Box, thanks for everything you do. I appreciate it. And have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks. Thanks again, Wisco Paul. And no, I want more people to participate. I don't think we're going to get it done unless Biden and some of the leadership in the Democratic Party start squeezing those Democrats. And they haven't thus far, right? I mean, we saw Biden appoint Manchin's wife of positions. So I do know people need to make their voices heard. And I have friends in West Virginia that are already demonstrating against what Manchin's doing. So I think it's more up to us, and the best way to do that is to take it right to their house. I mean, all their legislation is coming straight to your house, right? So, I mean, and they don't have a worry in the world. So when Manchin doesn't, let's say he's a Democrat and he doesn't win. He doesn't win the policies that he wants. He still gets elected, right? All he has to do is just organize and work with Republicans. I mean, it's about time that he feels the pressure from within the party, and he hasn't felt it yet. And he's put himself again above everyone else in this country is what he's doing. And I don't know if that's by design or if he's just a sick man. But something's got to be done about it. Otherwise, I'm going to be at the Capitol like every day, and I'm hoping people do it in their states and in their counties. Organize, man. Tell people you want what the Democrats are trying to pass. I mean, it's not that far left. Trust me. I agree with Paul. He's gone further than I ever thought he was, Biden, already. We'll be back in a minute.